This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Here's a tweet I get, Doran. This drives me up a wall. So, this guy named Josh Miller's Rake says, and I think that's a, is that a euphemism for your area?
I don't know.
Me neither, but now people are going to think it is, and just tell you where my mind goes. Says, this is where we are due to the Pirates sucking. Some D-lister makes a comment, you're making a radio segment on it. So I merely then ask, do you think the Steelers have had a good offseason? And he writes back, I'll let you know at the end of the year. Hard to judge without a snap. Oh, I mean, how much fun are you at parties, for God's sake? You think the Steelers have had a good offseason or not? 412-928-9370. If the Steelers wind up with Rodgers, I think it's fine. If they don't, then, yeah, it's been a terrible offseason.
Right.
And they've left themselves up to the whim of that guy who was at the Kentucky Derby yesterday. Did you see that, Doran?
I did.
He has surfaced. We've seen his face in public elsewhere than the Pat McAfee show. That's wonderful.
Or the beach.
Or the beach.
Yes.
And it looked like he had a ring on his finger.
Yes. Might have gotten married.
Which, is that a reasonable reason to not sign?
That's a good point.
If that's what happened, if Aaron Rodgers was getting married, now that's over with, perhaps get a honeymoon out of the way and then sign. Is that a good enough reason or excuse for him not to be a Steeler right now?
Sure. Yes.
I planned a wedding. It's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pain in the ass. Now, with his kind of money, it's probably easier from that standpoint. You're not cutting costs or anything, but it's tough. You know, you got the tablecloths and the cake and the caterer and all that stuff and the uplighting and, you know, it's a pain in the butt.
You like the Kentucky Derby?
Eh.
Yeah, same.
Is it okay to say that?
Yeah.
It's just eh.
Yeah, it's just eh.
Like the pomp, the circumstance, I'm sure it would be awesome to be there. And anything's fun to bet on, but we got horses running fast for 3 minutes. Eh.
Yeah,
it doesn't do it much for me.
No, not me neither.
It could be, you know, you go to Kennywood and you squirt into that little hole and the boat moves along.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that different to me.
Yeah, same.
You could bet on that.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
Who with won? You. Sovereignty? Is that the horse that won?
I think so, yes.
We talked about jockeys in a previous edition of the Fan Morning Show. Jockeys, they get too much credit. The horse is what's running.
It's true.
But the horse doesn't even know. That's the thing that's always bugged me. It's one of the great horse athletes. It's one of the great athletes in its genus and species. And it has no idea. It just has to urinate, and it's running real fast because some little person's sitting on the back of it whacking it.
Yeah. And if you don't perform and you just go, you're taken out behind the...
You go to the glue factory.
Yep.
I had a friend who went down to the horse track in Tampa and saw a horse collapse, and then they pulled up like a partition, put it around the horse, and put it out of its misery.
What?
Yeah, right on the track.
Oh, my God.
These horses, they have no idea.
No.
They get to have a bunch of sex because they try to
breed
them,
yeah.
Which I guess would be one of the perks, but it's not like they get any of the prize money.
I thought one of the horses were going to fall because it was wet and muddy.
Oh, his mudder was a mudder. Seinfeld reference, Doran.
Yep.
Texter. Tweet, actually, I should say. This is from Josh Miller's Rake. By the way, I bought Josh Miller's Rake at a garage sale after he became a free agent, moved to New England. Thanks for the shout out. Well, I made fun of you first, Josh, and then I thought that you were making a euphemism for his gourd, and it turns out you weren't.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.